are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
How great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
Welcome to Karen and Kids.
We are the family of God.
Family, you are part of a family. We all belong to the family of God. I am
part of the family.
You are
part of the family.
We all belong to the family of God.
Yeah! We come together in this place to hear His word and grow in faith, to sing His praise and worship Him, to celebrate our Lord and King.
Yeah.
I am part of a family. You are part of a family. We all belong to the family of God.
God's family because we believe.
We believe that Jesus is the Son of God.
We believe that Jesus died for us so that our sins would be forgiven.
We believe that He has prepared a place for us in heaven.
That we will live forever with Jesus.
That's what we believe.
That's right, and all that we believe is called our faith. So let's turn to God's Word and learn more about our faith.
Ephesians 2:8, for it is by grace you have been saved.
Through faith.
And this not from yourselves.
It is the gift of God.
Faith is a gift from God. What do you think about that? Isn't that neat?
Yeah. The Bible says that faith is being sure of what you hope for and certain of what we do not see.
The Bible also says, I tell you the truth, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you.
We can read stories about the faith of men and women from long ago.
They were a part of God's plan.
They didn't always understand what was happening in their lives, but they trusted and obeyed God.
They had faith.
By faith, Abel offered God a better sacrifice than Cain did.
By faith, he was commended as a righteous man when God spoke well of his offerings.
By faith, Enoch was taken from this life so that he did not experience death. He could not be found because God had taken him away.
Without faith, it is impossible to please God, because anyone who comes to Him must believe that He exists and that He rewards those who earnestly seek Him.
By faith, Noah, when warned about things not yet seen, in holy fear, built an ark to save his family.
By faith, Abraham, when called to go to a strange place, obeyed and went. even though he did not know where he was going.
By faith, he made his home in the promised land like a stranger in a foreign country.
By faith, Abraham, even though he was old and his wife Sarah had never been able to have a child,
God gave them a son.
And so from this one man in his old age came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky.
And as countless as sand on the seashore.
By faith, Abraham, when God tested him, offered Isaac as a sacrifice.
He who had received the promises was about to sacrifice his one and only son.
By faith, Moses' parents hid him for 3 months after he was born, because they saw he was no ordinary child, and they were not afraid of the king's edict.
By faith, the people passed through the Red Sea as on dry land. But when the Egyptians tried to do so, they were drowned.
As we continue to read in Hebrews, the author writes, "There were many other stories of men and women in the Bible who showed their faith and conquered kingdoms, administered justice, shut the mouths of lions, walked through fire, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle. People were healed and the dead were brought back to life. Others were yelled at and put in prison and tortured. They were stoned, they were sawed in two, and they were put to death by the sword. They were persecuted and mistreated. They wandered in deserts and mountains and had to live in caves and holes in the ground. Yet their faith remained strong.
They were courageous and strong because they had faith.
They knew that God had a plan for them.
They trusted God and obeyed Him.
Can you hear? Trust Him and obey.
Trust Him and obey.
Did you know that God has a plan for you?
Did you know that God has a plan for you?
Trust Him and obey.
Trust Him and obey.
And walk with Him. Talk with Him. Pray to Him. And say to him, I will love you, I will serve you, trust you and obey. In all your ways acknowledge him,
in all your ways acknowledge him,
trust him and obey. Trust him and obey.
Trust him and obey.
And walk with him. Talk with him.
Pray to him and say to him, I will love you. I will serve you. Trust you and obey.
Did you know that God has a plan for you?
Trust him and obey.
The people that we read about didn't have the knowledge that we have today. They didn't know about Jesus. They didn't know that he would save them from all their sins and make them acceptable to God. They did amazing things for God's kingdom without that knowledge.
We know Jesus.
We know that he's our friend and savior.
It's so important to share our faith with others.
To share what God has done in our lives.
To tell people about Jesus.
And God will guide us and give us all that we need to do his work. Let's talk about what he's done with our ministry. Why do you think you're here, Sarah?
To tell about Jesus.
Yeah. Do you think it just happened because you know somebody, or do you think God had a plan for you to put you right here in that seat?
God had a plan.
I think so. When I think of this ministry, I think about the lunch of the small boy. The boy had a lunch, but then what did Jesus do with that lunch? Mm-hmm.
He multiplied it so it could be fed to over the 5,000.
That's right. Well, he's taken our one station that we were on, WRBS in Baltimore, and he's multiplied it. Do you think Miss Karen has done that? Or do you think God has done that?
God.
That's right. God has done that. So I just think this ministry is a really good way for us to focus on what God can do when we put our faith in him. I'm just very thankful for all that he's done for us, and we pray that this ministry would bless lots of people.
Let's pray.
Dear Father, we put our faith in you and you alone.
Thank you for always being here with us, Father.
No matter what happens in our life, we know that we can always trust you.
And we want to obey you too, Lord.
Thanks for all that you have done with this ministry.
We pray that everything that we do would bring glory to you.
And we pray that more and more children will learn just how much Jesus loves them. We want your kingdom to grow.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Thanks for joining us today.
We hope that you learned how important our faith is.
Read the Bible to hear more stories of God's faithful followers.
And remember,
our faith is a gift from God.
Jesus is a gift from God.
Thanks be to God for his indescribable gifts.
See you next time.
Woof, woof.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Music is produced by John Grant at Secret Sound Studio, and our program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.